and in the pearl business, the Shane Company, off Highway 217 across from the Washington Square Mall. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Live from Fort Bland, the Rick Emerson Show continues.
Now, if you're ready, we will begin.
AM 970, Solid State Radio.
It's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming along, making a part of your listening day. It's 503-733-2970. My, what a busy day it's been. All right. Here's what's coming up. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. We're going to be replaying yesterday's, top five. It's yesterday's top five today. That's something. Scotty J's top five summer songs of all time. We're going to be doing some clarifying questions about the mystery noise. And here in I shouldn't even give it away. The big announcement will be happening here in just a short while. Just a few minutes, actually. So the people about whom the big announcement relates with in... No, the people whom about... Whatever it is. They're here, and we'll talk to them here in just a few. It's 503-733-2970. Later on, Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. He's going to be here as well. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, live from Los Angeles. Jim, you're just going to have to mentally insert your theme here. We're having some technical and personnel difficulties today. So you... And this... Just pretend now that you're hearing the glorious sounds of Randy Newman. Okay. There you go.
That was great.
Did I sell it? Well, you should have heard it earlier. Ed McCarthy was having to... I was having to whistle the theme from, Georgia by Ray Charles.
Oh, really? You don't use the Green Acres theme for Ed?
I don't use what?
Green Acres.
Oh, that's a great idea. Green Acres. That's a fantastic idea. No, I use this sort of big band. It's like a Glenn Miller version of Georgia.
Oh, very nice.
And we're having some issues today with sound and so forth. And so I brought him on, and literally I was having like... It's just like this. It really was like full-on Les Nessman territory. You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
All right. What's going on in Arizona? So did you know that you were going to be there, or was it they just toss you out there because, I guess no one expects a fire, but, did this literally just come out of nowhere and just...
Well, the fire started 6 days ago.
See, where have I... Well, no one tells me anything.
Hang on.
All right.
This has been going on all damn day.
Ugh.
The fire started 6 days ago, but I got the call yesterday at 9 o'clock saying, Pack, you got a noon flight. You're going to Arizona.
And so this is in Sedona. Now, is that a retirement community? Am I thinking of the right place?
There's a whole lot of old people here, I got to tell you. But it's not necessarily a retirement community because there are some vacationers here, too. There's lots of golf courses. I mean, as you drive north from Phoenix, and it's a couple of hours from Phoenix,
right?
It's just desert and just nothing for a while. But all of a sudden, there's that red rock and the green trees of Sedona. And I guess that's why they put this place here, because it really is pretty.
Right. And so this is,
so the rocks are on fire?
I mean, it's a dumb question, but we were talking about in California. To what extent do they just prepare every year with the assumption that this is going to happen?
That's why there's a fire season. They know it's going to happen. They know there's going to be fires every year, but there's not a whole lot you can do about that. Because it depends on, first of all, the entire West, as you know, is in a severe drought.
Sure.
But it's cyclical. That happens that way. There is some periods of rain, and then that dries out. The humidity drops. The temperature goes up. Then they have these dry thunderstorms that come in. Lightning would ignite things. But this particular fire was started by an unattended campfire, some transients in one of the local parks built a campfire, then walked away from it. And so now you got 4,000 acres burned, and I don't think the homes are threatened anymore. But the reason why this was such a big priority fire, it was the number one priority fire in the nation, even though 13,000 acres are burning in Colorado and another 13,000 in California, because it was a property and a life situation here.
So, and is there any sort of a timeline on how you're going to get it under control? If they're going to be able to contain it?
Wait, hang on. Doc, Yeah, that stops being impressive after about the second tackle.
It makes it. So it sounds like you're on some huge breaking story, but then you just can't hear anything after a while. Yeah. So, is there any sort of a timeline for being able to get this under control?
Well, it's about 17% contained right now. If the winds stay away, if the dry thunderstorms stay away, or at least calm anyway, they can continue to make progress, and they're guessing they can have full containment, which just means they got the fire surrounded, full containment by Wednesday. So another couple of days. Well, another 4 or 5 days. But I'm not going to be here that long, I hope.
you're just going to be looking to get out of there. All right, so
I wonder if you can supply first class.
Yeah, do they fly you coach, or do you get, a decent accommodation at least?
Oh, no, I flew Southwest open seating, man.
Yeah,
the middle seat between some great big guy and some lady who didn't smell too good.
We call that flying Emerson style. Yeah. All right, Jim, I'll let you get back to your helicopters and your story. I know you're very busy. So be...
All right, sorry about all that.
No, not at all. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. There you go. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. There you go. What a day. Is everybody having this kind of a week?
He sounds upset because they sent him somewhere to do something.
He really does.
Usually he just sits in his office and makes phone calls.
Usually he just puts his feet up and giggles with us. That was a whole lot. God damn it, I got stories with helicopters. All right. It's the only... You can tell when he actually is having to do real work. No disrespect. Yeah. Because he sounds grumpy. Uh-huh. So all of them, they're friggin' fired. It's like that time they sent him to cover a story where there was three guys with rifles having some Mexican standoff at a bank. Mm-hmm. And I called him, I'm like, how's it going, Jim? How do you think it's going? I'm having to sit here in the sun. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have the... let's go to Tim's news sounder. It's...
we got Kirk in here.
Do we have... Yeah, no... All right, hold on, Kirk. Let's just stop for a second. Let's just explain the whole goddamn debacle of a radio program today. Because nothing can ever go right. So, because it's just been one of those weeks, because I put on my blog last night, it's busiest week ever. And so we had the Stephanie Miller announcement, the Don and Mike announcement, the Tim Savage announcement, the mystery noise, the huge announcement coming up in about 5 minutes that we're going to get to. This morning, I might as well just talk about this. This morning, Kramer, Jim Kramer's Real Money, which is a fine radio program, which airs from 11 a.m. to noon here, just goes, I'll have to use the radio-friendly version of what my dad used to say, went belly up. My dad had another way of saying that, which your dad may have had as well. So Kramer just went belly up this morning. He's just bloating up like a dead sea otter. Satellite gone. Dead air, no sound, nothing working, no one can fix it. Everything just a big, huge, spiraling, flaming, imploding abortion of a disaster. Now, the best part of this is that, and I have to be very clear about this, that I think in the many years that she's worked on the Rick Emerson Show, I'm pretty sure that Sarah's never just flat out not shown up. She's always been here. It's very reliable. I don't mean that in an Eddie Haskell kind of way. Sarah's always here, always ready to pitch in. Kramer goes wrong. Something happens with the satellite. Something goes, some technical snafu. Sarah's right there on the board. So on today, of all days, when it's been the busiest goddamn week in the history of my friggin' life, 800 different announcements, all this stuff I got to juggle. The satellite is apparently just on fire and crashing into the sun somewhere, resulting in endless, endless, endless dead air this morning during Jim Cramer. I thought to myself, at least Sarah will be here to handle this. But no. So in what can only be termed an Aristotelian confluence of events, so today, of all days, in I think what is a first, Sarah just didn't show up. Just didn't show up, just didn't arrive. Perhaps in a not entirely unrelated development, I heard from her at 7:30 this morning, in which she and her friends had not been to bed yet. One can draw one's own conclusions there. So I did just talk to her.
I found the news opener.
Kirk found the news opener. Thank you. So, anyway, long story short, having alerted all kinds of people that I think we probably didn't need to alert to this development, I did just now during the break hear from one Sarah X. Dillon, who sounded a little disoriented and out of breath and something like, what time is it? And I said, oh, we're just here doing a radio show. Don't you worry. She doesn't have a car either, by the way. That makes this doubly fun. She'll be pogoing down here. So there you go. How's your day going? See how we kept it under control? It's not that we were hiding things from you as such, because we did say at the top of the show that Sarah wasn't here.
We did, yes.
So it's not like I'm trying to keep secrets. But you can see how I probably didn't want to start the show off with this long dissertation of blackness and hate. You know, I'm just saying. What time is it?
1:40.
Time for everyone to wake up? That's what time it is.
Time for timer. God damn, I hate my life. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I don't...
Breathing.
Just in moments. There are isolated moments of time where I do. All right, I feel bad, not badly. I feel bad that we have... Okay, we have our announcement, which is on hold here. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a couple calls. We're going to break early, Kirk. Like, two minutes. I'm going to get some goddamn coffee. We're going to bring in our guests. We are going to have a huge announcement. Somebody just figured it out, by the way. Joni DeRoshi figured it out. She texted me and was talking about certain parts of her body which had undergone tensile changes as a reaction to the excitement she was feeling about having...
I thought she was too young for that.
Joni?
Yes. Oh, you must be talking about something different. Well, never mind. I was only half listening. I was reading about this...
reading about cursing Aunt Jemima.
No, I was reading about somebody finding a bag of garbage on the Gresham Max tracks, which closed down service, and people were surprised that the only thing to be found in Gresham is a bag of garbage.
I don't even know what's in Gresham anymore.
Well,
I don't
apparently somebody thought it might be an explosive device from a terrorist, but...
Oh, please. We want to blow up Gresham. What are you going to...
Well, they were planning to do something bad with a bag of garbage, but they're...
Who would notice? It's Gresham.
Well, things are getting back to normal in Gresham, as normal things get there.
All right.
After a bag of garbage has been removed from the train track.
Great. Everything's back to normal. All right. I'm going to take two calls, then we're breaking. And we're going to come back, and things are going to work normally.
I don't think so.
Why you tempt fate? Why is it going to be like that? All right. Bob!
Yo!
How's your day going?
Better than yours.
Thank you.
Hasn't been on hold since noontime.
How long have you been on hold?
41 minutes.
Okay.
I got a guess.
All right, this is a guess for the mystery sound. I swear to God, if you get this wrong and make me play the Connie Chung sound, I'm not going to be responsible for you being killed by listeners later today.
Okay.
How you will know whether you are correct or not by the sound you hear. It will either be the Connie Chung sound of humiliation and loss, or a sound of victorious jubilation. How confident are you in your guess on the classic 1 to 10 scale?
9.
Okay. All right. All right, brother.
If I'm wrong, though, would you not hang up on me right away? Because I got one more thing I wanted to tell you.
No. We're going to keep you on hold so you can hear Connie Chung singing. Go ahead. You guess away, brother.
Slide top pencil box. God damn it.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. What? How else can I help you, Bob?
Well, I do want to compliment you on the Stephanie Miller thing. Portland's the kind of town that will totally dig her.
They will totally dig her. Yeah. It's a great show. We had Stephanie Miller on last hour, and it starts Monday, 6 tonight. Again, I'm not a flack. I'm not being paid to say it. It's a good show. And you'll notice, by the way, that we have held off putting anything on this station that is, like, newsy in any way or current events or political at all because it's all just so goddamn dull. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we've had her in Seattle for a while. She's awesome.
Are you in Seattle?
Yeah, this is Michael in Seattle. That's my confession. I had to get another one in, man.
You already... Oh, okay, for that, no. You know, for
I'm
that,
sorry.
No. For that, you got... No, and we're going to suffer through this now because of you. Thank you. Goodbye now.
Bye.
But what else do they have to listen to up there?
Listen to that slip. No, we're in Seattle. Oh, damn. You built this Starbucks and heart and soul. This is Michael, I'm sorry, Bob in Seattle that did this to you. You're out there wondering why he's playing. It's his fault. All right, there you go. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're going to be back after this. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Coming up, we got the huge announcement. Also, the top five. Scott Daly, filmfeverradio.com. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Big announcement next on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
Rick Emerson.
Emerson, live from Portland, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.